From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. It might have been a bomb. U.S. officials are telling the media it is possible that a bomb brought down a Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last week. One official tells the Associated Press the intercepted communications point to the possibility that the Islamic State group was responsible. Experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism. A plane has crashed in South Sudan shortly after taking off from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. Officials say one survivor, a young child, has been found. Reports said the Russian cargo plane crashed just 800 meters from the runway Wednesday, landing in thick woodland along the shore of the White Nile River. NATO's largest military exercise in more than a decade sends what alliance head Jens Stoltenberg calls a very clear message to our nations and possible adversaries.
But the point with this exercise is to show that we are ready to defend and protect all allies against any threat.
The three-week exercise, which began last month, brings 36,000 troops from more than 30 NATO member nations and partners to undergo intensive training across Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Assistant Secretaries of State Ann Patterson and Victoria Nuland have told a congressional panel 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. The two testified Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Russian diplomats and military officials contend the air attacks are aimed at Islamic State extremists. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Six families from Syria and Iraq became part of the European Union's newest program to help migrants avoid the arduous journey others have been making. The families were loaded onto a plane in Greece Wednesday and taken to Luxembourg. The UN Children's Fund, meanwhile, says it sees no sign that the migrant flows into Europe are going to be slowing down. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UNICEF Refugee and Migrant Crisis Chief in Europe, Marie-Pierre Poirier, has just returned from a week-long mission tracking the migrants from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia to Serbia and Croatia. She describes the journey as utterly exhausting and fearful, especially for the children. She says people along the route told her they were risking their lives in choppy seas to come to Europe because the prices had gone down. Prices reportedly have gone from a high of $5,000 to a little over $1,000 for a family. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
That's Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's vowing to press ahead with a military campaign against Kurdish militants. Mr. Erdogan said Wednesday Turkey will continue its fight until every militant from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, is defeated. Canada's new leader, Justin Trudeau, has been sworn in as Prime Minister. That ends 10 years of conservative rule in Canada. Trudeau led his Liberal Party to a commanding victory in parliamentary elections last month, taking 184 seats compared to 99 for Stephen Harper's Conservative Party. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says if the U.S. economic growth continues in the coming weeks, it may be enough to justify an interest rate hike in December. Despite weakness in export growth due to a strengthening dollar, Yellen says the U.S. economy is performing well. She made those comments Wednesday during testimony before the House Financial Services Committee. Liberia's Vice President Joseph Boakai says he is running to succeed President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the 2017 presidential election. He said he will be running on the Sirleaf government's record. Vice President Boakai, who is nearly 71 years of age, dismissed suggestions that he's too old to run for office. A U.S. defense official says Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Malaysian counterpart, Hishammuddin Hussein, will board a U.S. warship sailing in the South China Sea Thursday. The two will board the U.S. aircraft carrier, USS Theodore Roosevelt, as it sails into the South China Sea off the coast of Malaysia. The cruise comes amid diplomatic tensions over China's maritime expansion in the region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.